Wellington County, speeding residents might want to think again. According to a new report from County Engineer Don Kudo, automated speed enforcement, ASE, cameras issued 9,194 tickets between January 15, the day they went live, and January 19. When asked why these numbers differ from the 7,194 reported at County Council in January, County Roads Manager Joe DeConing said this report has more current information than was initially presented. ASE cameras automatically give tickets to the owners of vehicles caught speeding beyond a particular threshold, which hasn't been disclosed. 5 ASE cameras are now live at these locations. Fergus on Belside Avenue East between Tower Street South and McTavish Street. Aberfoyle on Brock Road South between a point 225 meters north of Old Brock Road and a point 300 meters south of Old Brock Road. Palmerston on Main Street between Henry Street and York Street. Mount Forest on Sligo Road East between a point 50 meters west of Church Street North and a point 125 meters west of London Road North. Drayton on Wellington Road 11 from Andrews Drive to Spring Street. The two remaining locations on Wellington Road 24 in Hillsburg and Wellington Road 27 in Rockwood were still waiting for permission from Hydro One to go live when the report was written. The report estimates approximately 125,572 vehicles traveled at the five locations across the initial five-day period. Approximately 7% of the total vehicles received tickets. During this time, staff said a minor adjustment to the limit of the community safety zone on Highway 6 in Mount Forest was made and one camera was active. The second camera was activated on January 31. Cameras in Palmerston were also impacted for a short duration during a hydro disruption. Revenue generated from the tickets is split between the ASE vendor Global Traffic Group and the fine amount is similar to what would be issued by a police officer, although the exact split is confidential. A breakdown of how many tickets were issued at each location isn't available yet. The ASE program is considered a pilot for the year and only involves the county and its roads. In the future, it could be rolled out to include lower-tier municipalities and roads. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.